Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Tired of nicks, cuts, and bumps? It's time to ditch the blade. Nair, the award-winning number one hair removal brand, gives you silky, smooth skin in as little as 3 minutes. That's smooth that lasts for days longer than shaving. Easy to use, blade-free, dermatologist tested, and made for all skin types. Plus, discover our new sensational fragrances that turn hair removal into a whole vibe. Shave less, glow more. Find Nair at all major retailers.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 88. Today, we are doing the worst drunk behavior, let's say behavioral moves, so to speak. We're missing the Anus Boys. They're out in Chicago right now. But we do have Clemmer, Pat, Roan, that fat bastard Dana B, who's too busy eating and stuffing his face right now to be here, and Marty Mush to, again, get all the personal information out of him possible. But before we get into that, as he drops
what happened, Marty?
He's drunk.
Here he is.
Immediately drops it off his head. Before that, let's talk about Z-Biotics. All right, let's talk about Z-Biotics. We all have busy lives these days, and we can't afford to waste a day stuck on the couch because of a few drinks the night before. Z-Biotics is the answer that we've all been looking for. It is a pre-alcohol prebiotic that is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Z-Biotics makes an enzyme to break this byproduct down. It's designed to work on your liver, but in your gut... It's designed not to work like your liver. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I need to have some Z-Biotics. We're designed to work like your liver, but in your gut where you need it the most. Just remember to drink Z-Biotics before drinking alcohol, drink responsibly, and get a good night's sleep to feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have Z-Biotics in the morning after drinking, it makes such a difference the next day, even if it's after, you know, drinks. You know, you can do anything you want. I used it before. The last time I went out, I went to Stanford. I went to go see a Flo Rida concert. I did not show up, Flo Rida, but it was cool. It worked out. I didn't get too bad of a hangover the next day, which is awesome because I did drink way more than I planned to that night. So Z-Biotics is awesome. You can go to zbiotics.com/LCB and get 15% off your first order when you use code LCB at checkout. You can also sign up for a subscription using my code so that you can stay prepared no matter the time or the occasion. It is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/LCB. And use code LCB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Z-Biotics, for sponsoring this episode.
Thanks to Z-Biotics.
Yeah, where is Dana? Tell me, I just assume you're like his timekeeper.
I'll tell him.
Oh, he knows.
See the time on the fat around his eyes is stopping him from
rolled
the,
up
the
over
time. Yeah,
it's fucking watch. Gross.
Nobody, I think, in the history of the show, other than maybe you, has eaten more shit on this pod. And you was only for like, it was a bad month for
it was
you.
a bad month. I had to leave the episode one time.
You literally left because we were making fun of you so much.
Yeah, here's the thing, I don't take that well, and I will just get up and leave.
And luckily Clemmer was usually the one that starts that.
Yeah, I mean, Tommy's a quitter, we know that, that's fine.
Whoa,
a quitter.
Another slur. It was close, it sound like close to another close to another
didn't
Clemmer
sound like
slur
quitter
there.
To me at all
sound like quitter to me.
Sounds
quitter.
Like that's, you were saying something that
right next to Pat
Pat was gonna get mad at.
I wasn't paying attention, so I don't know what was said.
He said a word that starts with Q and it sounded very bad. I don't know.
I said quitter. I said Tommy's a quitter. No, that's what I said. You know that's what I said. I mumble words. I can't
see. And his mic cuts out as he's talking.
My mic cuts out as I... What's...
There's so many good drunk behaviors.
Yeah, I know.
I was just going to say getting a divorce could be one of them.
Oh, divorce is...
Oh, no, you do that. You do that sober.
We were saying yesterday for Clemmer, this is just general behavior since he's always drunk, just 24-7.
I drink less than... Is my mic even on?
Yeah, I think. We're good right here.
I drink less than, I think, most of this office. I'm somehow...
But you should. I mean, first of all, that's not true.
You're on a four-decade streak.
You drink multiple ciders every night.
I have...
Do you?
Cider. I have a cider every night before I go to bed.
Ciders? And you're trying to claim that you drink less than most people?
Yes. If you add up all the alcohol in a given week, I bet my total is less than most people.
But it affects you probably more.
No,
like that one cider probably affects you more than 10 beers affects Dana.
No, that's not true. Because we went out at the Vermont ski house. You know I was...
Oh, God. Don't say that. Don't say that.
You know that I was fine. Because I ran around...
No, you were fine. You were absolutely fine. A little mean.
Built up such a tolerance to it because you're dependent upon it.
A little mean.
You shake if you don't have it?
My one sight? Yeah. No, I don't have DTs. I don't have a sight.
Well, when have you not done it? When was the last time you didn't do it?
Last night. I didn't have any sight in my apartment. Oh, no, but then I made a screwdriver, so that doesn't
count. Oh, my God.
I didn't have to say that. No. I didn't have to be on
it. Yeah. That was a Dana right there. That was a Dana move right there.
I buried myself there.
Why did you volunteer that?
Because it's honest.
You just needed, honest. I just needed something.
A screwdriver is a drinker's drink.
Yes.
A little OJ. Yeah. It's, you consider it healthy because it has juice in it?
No, I considered desperate. I had the we had the vodka.
Yeah, you're right. That is a drinker's, like that's anything in the house. Like, oh, vodka, get some.
I was like, all right, we got the bottle of Smirnoff there.
Just
all
mix
right.
it with Gatorade.
All you're doing is drinking to so you can manage your 1970s Seattle Mariners.
It helps me relax a tiny bit. Gets me tired. I'm a maniac, and if I don't. Take something or at least kind of relax a little bit. Oh I take God. A gummy too. Every night I take a gummy.
If you don't have alcohol, your behavior will change.
I have a hard time going to sleep.
You need alcohol to go to sleep.
Right. It helps, and so does the gummy.
You just get blacked out drunk before you get into bed every night?
I have one drink, just a little bit. Just to
take the edge off, yeah?
Edge off, calm the nerves a little bit.
Your parents definitely gave you a spoonful of rum every night as a baby. It was definitely some shit like that.
Stop you from teething?
Dana said 2 minutes.
2 minutes? That's fat guy time.
That's oh.
He's probably like 5 feet away.
There he is. Literally, it's right, really.
The tuba music.
It's right.
That was behind. You weren't even looking at
him. He really was. Like, right behind. Holy shit, that was good. That was fantastic timing.
You look good, Dana.
No, I said you'll be here in 2 minutes, and Tommy was like, he's probably right here, and you were right there.
You were right there.
But because you're so fat, it will take you so long to walk those
You've been mercilessly bullied in the last 5 minutes
That's
without
you being
here.
That's what the program is, you know? It's
well, we were first making fun of Clemmer's alcoholism.
Yeah.
Actually, Clemmer took all your shine away.
I've never been an alcoholic. I like to drink on the weekends.
There you go. See, we don't even ask you. You're going after Clemmer. You're going to yourself.
You're an alcoholic, Clemmer?
No, I have one drink a night. Is that alcoholic?
And if he does,
that's more alcoholic.
I have a hard time like a going to sleep if I don't have just a little bit.
That's more alcoholic than what I do. Sure.
You have sober nights.
Yes. Yeah. I have 6 sober nights a week.
Okay.
Pop your hat off.
One blacked out night a week.
One pop up the hat off.
It's not, it doesn't
work. All right.
Wow. That's a nice haircut.
Really human being. That's nice.
Yeah, not bad, good. Boys.
Way better than the mullet.
You have a line in your hair on the left side?
No.
That's the hat.
Bad drunk behavior, doing lines.
That will be mentioned as we get in.
Shit.
What are you looking at your own hair in the fucking monitor?
You say holy shit at how good you look?
That's every day.
Holy fuck, I look good.
So good today. Before we get into our actual bracket, let's talk a little bit about Omaha Steaks. All right, let's talk about Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks equals the world's best beef, naturally aged from the ultimate in tenderness and juiciness and in flavor. Save big on the Omaha Steaks anniversary sale with 50% off site-wide, plus 8 free Omaha Steaks steaks burgers and 8 free gourmet jumbo franks on select packages, including the exclusive anniversary assortment package. This package is the perfect sampling of everything that makes Omaha Steaks unforgettable. It includes 4 butcher-cut filet mignons, 4 air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, 4 bacon-wrapped pork chops, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, and the classic Omaha Steaks seasoning. Every steak and every entree is flash frozen, vacuum sealed so that you can just have it ready when you want to grill. 5 generations of family-owned expertise means uncompromising quality that you can trust. It's all backed by their unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. For more than 100 years, Omaha Steaks has delivered an unforgettable gourmet experience to families across America, and you're invited to celebrate their anniversary with an incredible 50% off site-wide. Order today and get 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers and 8 free gourmet jumbo franks with select packages, including their exclusive anniversary assortment package loaded with these classic tastes that make Omaha Steaks famous. And with every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee, simply go to omahasteaks.com and enter lights in the search bar to shop these exclusive packages. Thanks to Omaha Steaks. All right, we got our first matchup of the day. Everyone has submissions. I asked Roan super late, so I'm giving Roan some of the submissions we got from Twitter. So
thank you.
You automatically inherit some of those. And the winner of today gets a trophy.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
So, first matchup of the day is the number 12 versus the 5. Number 12 seed is starting to cook something and then forgetting about it. An ultimate drunk behavior. Awake, falling asleep with a pizza in your oven. Frozen pizza.
Smoke alarm going off.
I laughed like that was last night.
Sorry, this happened in college. the fire alarm went off and everything because of Ilio's pizza.
Yeah. It's worst drunk behaviors?
Yes.
Okay.
You think that's best?
No, no, no. I just was making sure my submissions were correct.
Oh, no. Yours are right. And that's going up. It's the number 5 seed. Getting too touchy. Being too touchy of a person. Everyone knows at least one of these guys.
Oh, Glennie.
Yeah.
Who is that, by the way? What is going on? There's just a naked lady over here?
Is he her husband? He doesn't have a shirt on?
Husband has no shirt on.
Is that Glennie? Is that
Glennie? Yeah, it's a Glennie. Glennie's right. Angel.
It's one of Glennie's harem. Basically,
getting too touchy. There he is.
He's just making fun
of
him. Get on in here.
Get in here.
Come on, get on in here. Get on in here.
Comes in and shoves his tongue down your throat.
No, the mic. The mic. I was pointing at the mic. Back in
2 minutes. 2 minutes. Okay.
What are you giggling about?
2 minutes. So like. It's right outside the door.
Saw another pair of boobies.
All right, Marty, you go first. The guy who gets too touchy or starting to cook something and forgetting about it?
Touchy. I think sometimes the cooking with that and forgetting about it is kind of funny to me. Not bad. I think it's funny.
What does that usually entail for you? What's the meal?
Mac and cheese.
Wait, you like leave the stovetop on?
Just forget the boiling water.
So you didn't even start?
I haven't done it in a while, but yeah, that was a lot. It was always mac and cheese or Dana's DiGiorno.
Dana's? Oh, no.
One bite.
Come on.
Come on.
One bite.
And waking up to just a burnt disc in your oven.
Yeah. Yeah. You've done that.
Yeah, plenty of times.
Plenty of times. But I think it's definitely touching because the touching guy is the guy also who says, like, I love you a lot to you.
Yeah.
A lot and corners you and, like, starts to talk about life. Fucking hate that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Dana?
Is this... So, are we voting for what is worst? Worst?
What is the worst? Or what's, what is like, a worst drunk behavior?
All right. Touchy. I gotta say, I'm a little touchy guy. When I'm a little drunk, I'll put my arm around you and I'll...
touch little guys when you're...
No, I didn't say that. Did I say that?
No,
you're a little good, touchy buddy. Guy.
I'm a big arm around your shoulder type of guy. You know, but you know, it, only with the right people. With whether it's a close friend, but I'm not touchy with people I don't know. But it's pretty annoying what I do. So I would say that
the touchy guy, Roan.
Are we? Is it touchy like brotherly touchy or inappropriate touchy?
Grab him by the pussy almost.
I'm thinking almost a combination of the two.
Yeah, I feel like they go hand in hand.
Yeah, I think the same guy's doing both.
Yeah.
I still think...
I think there's two different guys. I think there's the guy who's doing it to his bros, who's like, I love you, man. I love you. And then there's just the sexual harasser.
Yeah, the
I'm thinking more of like the bro, bro-y like, guy. I love you guy.
Right, the bad breath, like getting too close to you type of shit.
Yeah. So let's go with that one. We'll do the bro-y touchy guy.
Then I think if that's the case, I think leaving the shit in the oven could kill people. I'm voting for leaving the shit in the oven. That's like someone could, the fucking house could burn down.
But Ron, when it doesn't burn down, you wake up in the morning, ha ha, look at that. It's like, look what we did last night.
Yeah, we're idiots. In
college, I used to fucking hide my friend's shoes in the oven and stuff, and then they put it on accident. Oh. It was some fun stuff.
That's funny. That's incredible.
You were just inhaling carcinogens nonstop.
Yeah, but
Wayne's a lot.
You inhale anything, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Marty Mush story.
Yeah. All right, alcoholic, let's slow it down, all right?
Pat.
I think it's touchy because I think that, like, I really have no reason. It's just touchy.
Being too touchy?
Much more frequent of an occurrence, a drunk, touchy person than a leaving something in the oven. I feel like that's rare. I feel like that doesn't happen often. And it's funny when you do. But yeah, touchy for sure.
I almost feel like the more, I don't know if this is on here, but almost the more modern equivalent of that is like, ordering Taco Bell and forgetting to get it at your door.
You know, that's funny.
I don't think I included that, so we can include that under the banner if you want.
That's not going to change my answer. Yeah.
I left a pizza in the oven. Ilio's back in 2001 in college. Oh, nice. Fire alarm goes off. Fire department's to come. It's like 4 a.m. Everyone's furious at me. That was not fun. But the worst, you know what's even worse than the touchy guy is then he'll corner you and be like, here's why I love you, man. And then it was like a long diatribe about how like maybe been friends for a while. And
how you guys have turtles tattooed to each other.
Well, no, those guys can do whatever they want. I'm talking, it's more like
they can get as touchy as they please.
They can, yeah. No, it's more like the mild acquaintance that's now going to go over every moment he's had hanging out with you or even seeing you at work, whatever. It's like, I don't want to do this. So I got to go the touchy guy. guy.
I think the equivalent of that here is the guy who will go up to you, at least within Barstool, and be like, I fucking love this thing you do. They had never watched that thing ever. Not once. Like, I'd have, like, a Trent come up to me, like, fucking love the bracket, dude. And I'm like, no, you haven't watched Trent.
No one even pretends to watch what I do. So.
Or the stranger who keeps talking to you and, like, touching your shoulder.
Yeah.
Something at a bar. That's worse.
A lot of that.
So that guy is always like, I never do this, but. Yeah. It's like, no, you do. You have done this before.
What about touching to get through a crowd, though? I feel like there's some. Is that fine?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just a lower back touch.
Yeah, ooh. A little.
I don't know about lower back.
I usually like top of the shoulder, like this area.
I think it's
like moving for the like just above the ass.
Yeah,
like
right I think here. It's a shoulder blade.
Shoulder blade. I agree with that. Yeah, and if there's no movement only in the crowd, you just
put your pistol against their lower back.
It's quite a touch you got, Roan. You going after guys' lower backs?
Or just slide up the ass crack and have it right on the lower.
Swipe it like a credit card.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Tommy.
Yeah, it's touchy guy.
Touchy guy.
Easily.
Have you been touched? By many guys in bars? I'm just thinking like Stoolie's touch you.
It was his doctor.
That gave you the
my surprise prostate exam? I mean, I don't think that falls under. He was stone cold sober.
Yeah. He was 12 years old and he got a prostate exam.
No.
I was 18 before college.
It was Dr. Larry
before
Nassar.
Before college? No.
Yeah, it was a surprise, right? You didn't know it was coming. They didn't ask your parents' permission.
It was in my ass, yeah.
But it's very weird.
That's so fucked. Are you sure that's what it was?
Yeah, he got...
Yeah. Oh, God damn it, dude.
Damn it, we were doing so good.
We're in a fucking streak, dude.
Damn, we were doing good. That's on me.
Somebody says...
No shit, it's on you. Who else would it be on?
It from YouTube. It's just...
Apologize.
God damn it. Mark that, Reed. Okay, now we have the number 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is pissing somewhere... and before I forget, I keep forgetting to do this because of the new format. The loser of that last one was Roans. That was a Twitter one. Forgetting something in the oven. Number 4 seed, pissing somewhere where you shouldn't. So it could be not pissing all over the seat, pissing on over the bathroom floor, pissing in your bed, pissing your pants, any of that sort of thing. And that's going up against the number 13 seed, heckling in a comedy club. The drunk heckler at a comedy club, the worst humans alive. They think they're the main character in the universe and just ruin a show. Tommy.
Yeah, I feel like obviously the peeing one is more common, but... There is not like a drunk heckler. You are the scum of the earth. Like to get up there and be like, how can I make this other guy show? Like, this is about me now. This is about me. And like thinking you're, you know, the class clown kind of, and everybody's got to look at me. I got to be the loudest guy in the room. I need all the attention. That's the just epitome of somebody I despise and I hate. So I'm going to go with that drunk heckler.
Drunk heckler.
Yeah, I'll even like expand it to like anything. Like you're out in public watching any kind of show, and anyone like drunk, just like said, making it about them is the worst. It's especially when you're sober. Nothing is worse than when you're sober around drunk people.
Yes,
you're like they're so annoying. So yeah, I even though it's, like Tommy said, the peeing is obviously far more common, but that's almost like more understandable. Like piss, you know, missing, you're drunk, you're
that's commonplace drunkenness.
Peeing all over the place, like being you have to be a special kind of asshole to do that.
You expanded it beyond comedy show. Did you see like hecklers at an opera?
No, oh no! Like if you go to a show, like
what if someone's singing along? What if someone's singing really loudly along with the artist, like right behind you, drunk as fuck?
Is it a concert?
Yeah,
a concert.
That's okay. Oh, that's okay.
Who's performing?
That's fine.
Stapleton.
Ooh.
Someone's singing loud as fuck, whiskey? And you can't hear Stapleton because they're singing loud as fuck.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
It's a shitty.
Singing the wrong lyrics.
No, but like you know, like you're at a bar and someone plays in jukebox and somebody drunk starts screaming. Just like anyone being like that drunk and obnoxious, being this on the spotlight, that kind of person is the worst.
It's not necessarily a heckler though. I think the heckler's worse because it's like the solo performance. And it's quiet. There's no music. There's like it's just that.
I just feel that's pretty rare. Like I haven't seen that.
You did stand up, right? Did you ever have?
I did stand up a tiny bit. Yeah. I did improv a lot more.
So did you ever have a heckler?
No. A couple times someone would like try to be a funny, like, can I get a one-word suggestion? And they'll say something that's like, you know, awful.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, or cancer. It's like, all right, you really want to see a 35-minute show about cancer? Here you go. And, you know, you do it. And you're
it's
like,
just you coughing on stage.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'll be like, oh, I'm really sick.
Strip.
No jokes. I'm like, I'm really sick. I'm having a really tough time. Today's been a struggle.
Time lapse weight loss.
And you ask it, you're like, did you enjoy that show, sir? You
know, yeah.
Did you enjoy the 35-minute
It could diet? Be the after of the before and after of a cancer.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I'm really sick. Yeah. People believe it.
I might need to get you a drink. You seem on edge. You seem very...
that puppy open.
Not quite 10 o'clock yet.
It's locked.
Pat?
I will say... Heckling, I think, is
regular.
There she is.
Yeah.
Heckling is inherently worse, but I saw Stu Feiner heckle Francis at a comedy show once. It was one of the funniest things I've had. Like, so loud, just laughing at like parts of the joke that weren't the punchline, and that became the show.
So he wasn't really heckling. Like, he was just being too loud.
He was just being Stu. Yeah, I feel like that's a form of heckling if you're like drawing it.
Oh, at least he was well-intentioned.
He wasn't like malicious, though.
Right.
He thought he was helping.
Yeah.
Making it about him, though.
Yeah.
Showing how much he got the joke.
Yeah. And I think there's almost something endearing about a drunk who pees. Mm-hmm. Like, if you see a video online of someone like ordering at the bar with them just like peeing up against the bar, I like that. I think that's funny, as long as it doesn't affect me. So heckler for me is much worse.
Had another for heckler, Roan.
There's no downside to peeing. I don't think that's a bad behavior. Anywhere you do it is funny. Any time that you're doing it is going to be like elevating the experience and making you feel relief. I don't think that I've ever gotten pissed off at someone for peeing something. It's always been hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's obviously the drunk heckler.
I got dumped in high school, or not, in college actually, for pissing my girlfriend's bed.
Really? Yeah. She dumped you?
Yeah, that was the last straw.
How many times did you pee your bed?
I mean... with her in it, once.
Oh, God.
That was the end.
I know people who have had long-ass relationships, and they've always peed the girl. Like, they'll just pee all over whoever they're with. And the girl's cool with it, so she wasn't...
No, it was on its last legs, and that kind of sent it on the door packing.
You drowned it?
It was bad.
I pee a lot.
I historically pee.
So did you like wake up to her just yelling at you? Like, how did?
I woke up and there was just a puddle, and I don't even think she was in it at the time because she was so mad. But she woke up in the puddle with me, and when I woke up, she was gone.
I would have loved to know your experience.
Was there a puddle, or did it completely absorb? Or it was so much pee that was like actually like
it ruined the probably ruined the mattress. Yeah. Well, I have a hysterical amount of photos of me peeing beds. Like,
it's like over 20.
Or a big peer. I feel like I know too many stories about in public.
I want to refute Roan's point a little bit, because I've pissed couches before and my friends have been like so mad at me. Like, so mad at me because it's a nice couch. Like, parents' couches.
Oh, no.
Like, you know.
What happened? Like, you just fall asleep. Can't control it, though. You can't control it. Pee guys can't control it.
I don't know. I haven't peed since 2021, but in 2010 to 21, there was.
When you were 28, listen.
Are you? I just need to know, you awake pissing or you just wake up?
No. It's I wake up and piss.
All right.
Think about the most pee ever and times it by two, and that's Dana's.
I have a lot of pictures. I got to pull them up. I can't find them.
A lot of external pressure on the bladder. At all times.
That's a good question.
Why'd you take so many pictures?
No, someone
because it's hilarious.
Oh, someone takes a picture.
I thought you'd wake up
in the bed.
Like, I gotta get a picture of this.
I used to like open drawers and pee in them, like a underwear drawer, or like I'd open like a backpack and then pee in it and then zip it up.
Time when I was in like third grade, sleep over at a friend's house with my sleeping bag, and I had to wake up in the middle of the night. I was just so afraid to go upstairs to pee because of monsters, and I was like, I don't want to walk up there, so I just peed right in the sleeping bag, and it smelt for years.
How old were you?
Like 8.
You're afraid of monsters and eight?
Or ghosts, things of that ilk.
Ghouls? Basically things like Clemmer, more or less.
Yeah. But I was just like, I don't want to go up there alone. Anything could happen. I'll just pee right here. And I wasn't drunk, obviously, but...
I had a teacher that refused to let a kid go to the bathroom, and he just pissed his pants.
That's so mean.
First grade, I think.
I respect the hell out of that.
For that kid.
Yeah. My brother took a shit 3 hours in second grade.
Shit. Wait, who did?
Yeah, they called the teachers to get my mom to get him out of the bathroom. My brother.
Here's one. I mean... This is,
oh boy!
Oh, we're looking at them.
I don't know. Can the screen see?
Oh,
did you show it?
It's just Dana.
Well, we'll send it and then we'll put it on the big screen. Just make sure you shoot it later.
There's the couch.
God, it's a whole cushion.
Oh.
Just
oh here, wait,
filed.
Turn it towards that camera in the corner. You see this one up here? Yeah. Can you see that? Oh my!
What the fuck?
A huge puddle.
Oh,
how'd it get a vertical?
It travels up.
In your stomach. You had creeping urine?
It hangs
down
on the balls, guys. We went through
that's
this.
True, yeah.
It goes up.
You had a creeping urine that went up your body.
Yeah.
You.
That's a disability. People can't get mad at you for that.
I understand. I
like you're asleep. You're not doing it on purpose. It's a disability.
I understand. And it's past me, I think, because it's been 2 or 3 years, but. It's usually pretty funny, but people get mad, so I don't know. But I'm still going to vote for hecklers, because fuck them.
It's hecklers. I still...
Yeah. Is that like in the back of your mind when you're drinking? You're like, I can't go past this limit because I will pee myself.
No, never. Never.
Owen, what do you think about when you have, like, hypothetically, you have your own bathroom?
We got to do the bottles.
2-3 feet
you
away.
You got to do the fucking bottles again.
And you pee in the bottle in your room because you don't feel like getting up.
It's enough work to pee in the bottle, to like having to like roll onto the side and pee in the bottle.
The dick in the bottle.
It's heckler, though. It's definitely heckler.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Heckler, move on. Next matchup is the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is, we'll say, forcing others to abuse alcohol. Like the guy who gets angry when you won't drink more, as if it like affects them. Oh. Like, oh, come on, I got shots. Do the shot. That guy, and that's going up against the number 9 seed, the very close talker. Guy who gets right here.
Oh.
And he's just talking right in your fucking
cousin
throat.
Of bad the breath.
It's down to your shoes. It's down to your boots.
Oh, wait, let's do a pass down for this one.
Oh my god. It's down to his fucking he's wearing boots and it's all the way
How
down
do you
to
that much. And it's you like pissed the camel. Standing up and then laid down?
Must have, yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's
wait, so you pissed. Peed and then you laid in your own pee? Jesus, Dana.
That's more piss than I thought.
You got up to go to the bathroom.
It soaked your waterproof Timberland boots.
Those are
boat shoes, actually.
They're boat shoes?
Oh, that's even
worse, it just, actually. You know, they made a good pair of shoes for the occasion.
Didn't touch the Hingham High basketball shirt,
no,
though.
No, never. See, and that's my friend's brother's bed. So he was.
That would be bullshit.
Yeah, I wouldn't think this is funny. I would be so mad.
No, I know. I don't. But I didn't mean to do that. That's disability. The point.
How
old were you? 20. I was 20 at that point.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
That's
so much.
How were you drinking if you weren't 21?
That's an impossible amount.
I was very hydrated.
This is so much pee.
So disgusting.
But anyway, the close talker versus the forcing alcohol person, Marty.
This is tough. This is really tough because I hate both a lot. Because the close one, they have no idea boundaries at all. Mm-hmm. They really don't. But the guy where you're like, we're doing tequila shots and you just don't like tequila, just don't let. I'm not going to do it for you. I don't know what to tell you. I'm gonna go the shots guy.
Shots guy.
He's relentless. It's all night. I can pass someone off on the with the close talker. So mm-hmm. I'm going shot guy.
Shot guy.
I don't like the shot guy either. I want people to drink at their own speed. I want people to enjoy how they want to enjoy. Like, don't get in my face and tell me what to do. Fuck them.
That's the only way. The way I drink is only shots. I don't drink anything really else. I'm not in your face telling you, you got to do it. If you want it, it's there. If not, I hate the guy that's like forcing you.
Can't I feel like if you're doing a generic shot thing with like not your friends too, you know what I mean? Like, you can't be like, here, it's tequila. Like okay. You got to do something like Fireball,
nice
something.
Green tea shot.
I think that's a nice thing. That's a nice
ease
thing.
Ease them in
do.
With
you
a green
want
tea.
People to have fun. Remember when I forced the shot the working man's on you?
Oh, that was in Colorado. Yeah. Oh, I had like 7. Yeah. You forced the fuck you. You're one of those guys. Yeah. Oh, I
want
just
someone
realized
to have
that.
A good time.
I had a great time, and yeah. But
you're welcome.
It sucked.
Take those shots,
Roan.
I am in Pat's camp. I think that. It's like one of the funnest things to do to be like, hey, let's all take a drink together. It's like when you cheers to something, you're picking an aspiration that you guys are all going to meet at. It's like this positive, or if you go off with someone, it's like, yo, let's meet you. Let's take a shot real quick. That's fun. Both of those things are fun.
Bonding
that,
experience.
That's a good, bonding
that's
experience.
Fun.
Ask, that guy's different. That's different. The guy when you say no. And he's like,
oh, come
stop
on.
Stop being a pussy. Oh, man. Yeah, well, like that, I love that. That's camaraderie. That's,
well, like the guy's like, how much
amazing.
Have you had tonight? That's all you've had tonight? Like, get
yeah,
some more.
Yeah,
let's get
yeah,
some
yeah. bad guy.
The guy who's in charge of getting the round of shots, that's fine. That's fun. But it's the one who's like doing it over and over.
But I think that guy sees himself as the guy who's like, let's all do a shot together.
Well, I think
he doesn't have time to get you individually. He wants it all at
yeah.
once.
Yeah.
I think that guy's an alcoholic who needs to make sure everybody is on his level
yeah.
like of drunkenness so he can have a good time. Like, why can't you have a good time? You're
He spent money on you, Tommy. You don't want to. You're going to disrespect him. He spent money on you.
And they'll play that card too. Oh, come on! I paid for
you. Bought you this shot.
I didn't want it.
Meanwhile, a close talker is one of the most uncomfortable that you can be. And that's another one, unlocks the bad breath. But if someone's just right on top of you talking at all times and you have to, you can't even stay in the conversation. You might be enjoying the person or what they have to say. You have to leave the conversation. There's people at this company that do it.
Oh, yeah.
Name names. Mm.
Drop a name.
I can't. Drop a name.
Initials.
I can't.
NT.
NT.
No, look, I'm just kidding.
It's NT.
I don't know. I was
Terrainy.
Yeah, that was.
Is he?
He does that.
No, he doesn't at all.
Just, should we start a rumor?
Yeah, I think we should. We could start a rumor that Nick's a very close talker.
He talks too close.
Alex Cooper,
a blonde woman.
But one
newest Alex.
So you're gonna go with the close talker? I think
significantly worse.
Hot breath too. Just it's always the when they get really close in your ear when the music's loud.
I had a dude who used to come up to me and he would plug my ear. And he would talk. He would put his arm like around my neck. And he'd plug.
Oh my God!
What the fuck?
You know how you like when you're in the bar and you plug one ear, you can kind of hear someone better. He would come up and do it for me, and, like plug his thumb in. It was insane. But I'd do it back to him. We just holding each other's heads. You try that in the club. You guys can hear each other perfectly.
I'd love to witness that.
It's like you're an avatar, just plugged into another man's fucking head.
Pat.
Close talker is worse.
Close talker is worse. Have you had a bad experience?
Yeah, it's the breath for me. Mm-hmm. And also because I'm tall, I have to like bend down to get to someone. That adds a whole other element. And also, I'll always take a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Someone gets me a shot. So that doesn't really bother me.
And you're the shot guy too.
And of course, and I'm
established.
I'm the shot guy. So it's fine with me.
Yeah, if someone just say, hey, man, you got to take a step back. Sometimes you can tell them that they're being a close talker. I think you can kind of get away with that. With the shots thing, I use this line now. I said, I'm 40. I'm retired. I'm over 40. I'm retired from shots. Because otherwise, it's just so aggressive. They're like, come on, you got to have one. They don't stop. It's almost like it's like a sales pitch.
What did you put in that screwdriver you made last night?
Vodka.
How much would you measure?
I don't have a shot glass in my house, so I had to guess. I'm like, I think it's two shots, but it was in a glass, and it was just me. I didn't push it on anybody else. The worst is, like I said, someone wants to have a shot. That's on them. That's great. Marty's like, shot's fine. It's that when you push it, and then you won't take no. They just keep pushing it. And then they're like, oh, I spent money on this. Come on. Why not?
Clemmer, let me tell you. In the beer guy heyday, when I would go to a bar, a lot of people would come up and put a phone in my face and say, chug this beer. I had people just be like, you have to chug this beer.
Like, no, I don't.
I can't say no, though.
You can.
You're right. I
no,
do.
No, he was his fault.
It was. Well, it's not my fault.
So would you do it?
It was your brand.
I always did it. It's my own fault. But it's hard to say no in that situation.
Well, that was your brand. My brand is being a nerdy baseball guy.
That's true.
Your brand is also being an alcoholic.
It could make sense for you.
No, it's not.
Or 3-2 in favor of the forcing shots guy. Tommy?
Forcing shots guy. The amount of shots I've poured on the floor at a bar where it's
I think that's a fine move. If someone forces it on you, just throw it out.
I did that one time with like someone that I didn't know very well, and he was an intimidating cat, and he was buying me shots, and we were in a circle, and I just couldn't do it, and I poured it on the floor, and it hit his shoe. He was like, did you just pour that shot on the floor? I was like, I got knocked out of my head.
I might be this guy, because I really want to call him a pussy right now.
No, it's a pussy move. Really,
I've
want to
seen
call
him do it, but it's
a
like,
strategic move.
Hey,
I think if you're at a certain point of like,
I might have just voted for myself. I might be one of those guys.
Shot guy,
you are drunkenness. You have
to buy people shots, but I don't say no. I can't say no.
Oh, if I have like three drinks, if you look at me, you're getting a drink.
Yeah.
You're a good guy to go out with.
It's a bad habit.
Yeah, and that's fun. See, that's fun. Change your vote.
I think that you have to, if you're the guy who's buying everything, you're allowed to be the shot guy.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you're.
You think if a shot is paired with a beer.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Right.
It's the angriness. Yeah.
Yeah.
The post. The offer anger. Right. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with offering.
You're allowed to that,
though. Yeah, if it was an instant like that, that's very nice. Thank you.
Come on, man.
Forcing shots is going to move on. Now we get to do the chain before we do the one seed. Our chain is just our play-in game for 16 seed. So the number one option is trying to fight a security guard on the Alabama coastline. Not something you want to do, especially while intoxicated. Posting all over social media that you're shit-faced in public during a global pandemic.
I didn't put that one.
I did.
He's self-told. Talking a lot about your ex or relationship. That was Tommy's.
think a lot of there's that guy that's always like gets sad about their relationship.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Getting too emotional and being the I love you man, which is we talked about a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I think that's it's a cousin of the touchy guy, but there's nothing worse than the guy who's like, I'm a few drinks deep. I have to tell you how much you mean to me. Shut up.
The heart to heart guy.
Yeah, the heart to heart.
Yeah. Oversharing. That kind of I feel like can be underneath that banner a little bit. The oversharer guy.
I love the oversharer guy.
Same.
I love hearing everything.
It's like, hey, nice to meet you. Like, my mom's a meth head.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, I don't mind more.
I will be. Then you're the talk of the group the entire night. Like, we got a night on our hands.
They go to the bathroom. You're like, what the fuck? Yeah.
That's the best feeling in the world. You believe his mom's a crackhead?
Yeah.
Go back. You wouldn't believe what he just told me.
Yeah. Every group just needs someone to talk about. That's all you need when you go out. Like someone that's not you.
1,000%. You got to make sure it's definitely not you. But sometimes if you don't think you need that guy, it's you.
Yeah. There's a guy that was new to, like, he was from the outside of our group that was hanging out with us, and he was a professional fencer. We talked about him for 3 hours.
Yeah, that's
like,
that's
it was like, who the fuck is a fencer? After that is talking to everyone, trying to be the funniest guy in the room. There's another Tommy one.
I said that.
Yeah. This is Tommy.
I just am.
and showing everyone every video from the past 2 years from your camera roll.
Oh, that's the worst.
Good one. That's good.
Terrible.
I do that sometimes.
Especially when it's like the kid. Like, I don't
know. Oh, kid, no. That's way worse.
Wait for the video. Hold on. I almost got it.
There's a 1980s equivalent to this. You used to go over people's houses, and when the parents got too drunk, they would put on like their vacation slides. Like you can watch what we did on vacation. You're sitting there. I remember like people would just like talk about their vacations.
Like, check out our trip to Sodom and Gomorrah. Right. It was awesome.
Slimer. That was the oldest thing I've ever heard.
None of you guys ever had to sit through that? My
slideshow?
Yes. People would really do that. They would bring out a slideshow. You watch it in their living room.
Who the fuck are you vacation. Hanging out with?
It's what we did in the 80s when people did for fun. There was no computers. That's what people fucking did.
I thought people smoked
computers
crack
were around in the 80s.
I'm the suburbs.
Tommy.
can you run them down again?
So we got trying to start a fight in the Alabama coastline, posting on social media that you're shit-faced during a global pandemic, talking about your ex relationship, getting too emotional with the I love you man guy, talking over everyone and trying to be the funniest guy in the room, or showing everyone every video from your camera roll.
I know Daniel was kidding, but we should even like just cut off the like posting on social media guy as well.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah, the guy
brutal.
With the cameras.
Like, sometimes you could, the couple, but like, the when it's the entire night and you're like, all right.
That's fun if you're on the other side of it. If you're at home reading those, that's fun. Because you're like,
not really.
It's insane.
Like, oh, I think. Drunk.
Yeah, it's like,
oh, they're writing crazy shit. It's funny.
Who automatically skip it?
Oh, there's all sorts of. Like, anytime someone goes off, like, if
you're talking about written text, and I he's talking about like pictures and videos.
Or you're talking about written text
stories. Instagram stories.
Yeah. If someone's like really fucked up, it's funny. If you're at home and just like reading about their nonsense. It's entertaining. It's not entertaining if you're there. I'm saying if you're at home on the other side of it.
I usually just skip them. I get any of those.
I go right past.
I see a party or anything, I'm just like, whoop, yep. Out of here. It's Tommy.
I'm going to go with the I love you man guy. It's just, look, there are times where if you're really drunk, yeah, maybe you have a heart to heart with someone, but the guy who does it every single time who's like, I just love you, man. It's like, how are you supposed to respond to that? It makes it so awkward and just shut up. Just, you know, drink and laugh.
Clemmer?
Yeah, it's the like the sad like ex-boyfriend guy, you know, like when I went through my divorce, like I had a lot of those moments where like with my buddies, I'm like, oh, I'm really bummed out. I'm 36, I'm alone. I remember friends like I could even see their faces like, oh geez, this again. I just felt bad, but when you're drunk and sad, you can't get it out of your head, so you become that guy. So like I hated that version of myself. I gotta say that.
All right.
Pat? I'm going camera roll. Because the video, the story sucks as it is, and then the video never makes it better. And then you have to wait to watch the video, and then you want to leave the conversation, but you can't leave that person high and dry, and just makes everything awkward and annoying. Camera roll.
Camera roll?
At the risk of throwing away my boat, I'm going, or my vote, I'm going with the boat guy, the Alabama boat guy. That was just my favorite video of the year. Just the drunkest, craziest rednecks. Good family unity, though. Yes. That's the one thing that they did have.
Swimming across. The guy swimming across. I don't think I've laughed so hard in a while.
It was incredible.
They call him Aqua. Aquaman something.
You say it, Clemmer.
I don't know what he says. I don't know what to say.
Dana?
I'll go with the ex-girlfriend guy. I don't got time for your shit. Unless you're like my best friend, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear it.
Marty?
I love you, guy.
I love you, guy.
Mm.
All right, so we're tied up between the I love you guy and the talking about the X guy. Reed, who are you going to go with here?
I'm going to go with the I love you guy. It kind of falls into that, like, touchy, close kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
All that bothers me.
Yeah, very similar. Very similar. So that is going up against the number one one seed of today, which is the fighter. The fight instigator, the guy who wants to fight, and the guy who just... Everyone hates the fighter in the group. So Marty, the fighter versus the I love you man guy.
It's the fighter. I've done a good job of... My friends are, me and Tommy have talked about this. Like, if you fight, I will not be around. Unless it's like you get like, unless like you get hit or something, like I'll step in. But like, if you're starting it, you're by yourself. Mm-hmm. Fuck, because when I'm drinking, I don't feel like doing that. So fighter guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only person I've ever fought is like my best friend when I'm drunk. Like, we'll just go out and we'll just start fucking wailing on each other for shits and giggles. But.
Not even in an argument?
No, we're just like, want to go fight? You never done that?
No.
Hands with the boys?
I got thrown through a glass door once. Because we were all roughhousing.
Wrestling with a boy. Yeah. You know?
Wrestling and roughhousing.
You do a lot of the, like, you're on the line and so on.
Oh, I love, when I'm fucked up, I will do a three-point stance every fucking time. No matter where I am, at the bar.
Oklahoma drills or something.
Yeah, and I'll look, me and Mulcahy used to do Oklahoma drills.
Mulcahy got you.
Fat Mulcahy or skinny Mulcahy?
Skinny Mulcahy.
Medium.
Yeah, medium.
Yeah, he was medium Mulcahy.
MM. What was MM?
But I don't know. I hate when people are constantly fighting or just like looking for a fight. It's just, you don't want to be with that guy out. It ruins the mood. Fuck him.
You ever do a drunk boxing? I did that once. Yes. It's very fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
And the next day you feel like shit. Yeah.
You don't feel much at the time.
No, you don't feel a thing unless you get knocked out.
What was the 16?
Is the I love you man guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's fighter. It's the fighter.
Fight guy's always sensitive, too. Like, if someone bumps into him and gets a little beer on him and, like, actually did it on accident, he's, like, punch him in.
They're all looking for it. They're always, like a hawk. Like, they're looking like that. Even if you don't have a fight, you got that, dealing with that shit all night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Because it's a combination of the guy who wants attention at the comedy club mixed with, like, personal insecurity and, like, feeling like you always have to prove yourself. And just those qualities alone, without even manifesting into a fight, are terrible qualities that you want to have in someone that you're hanging out with. They know how to ruin a night. And it's like, if you can weed those dudes out of your group, probably,
they're fun to watch, though, online.
It's incredible to watch.
Yeah, you don't want them in your group.
Oh, yeah, but if you stumble on it.
It's always a short guy, too. The fighter's always a short guy.
Shorter guy, at least. And he usually gets beat up.
Always.
It's very rarely the winner in the fights he starts.
Yeah.
Pat?
Yeah, it's the fighter. Not even close.
Not even close for the fighter?
Yeah, we had a fighter in our group when I was in high school, college, and when he...
Rafael?
Yeah, no, none of the turtle guys. Those were guys
the turtles, okay.
It was just like a strong acquaintance, I guess, that joined our group. But then when he was gone, it was like the biggest relief. It was like, oh, we don't have to deal with that shit anymore. Like, it was so nice. It was just... I remember feeling so much more relaxed when we went out. The fighter is the worst person.
Mm-hmm. Another for the fighter, Tommy.
Yeah, if you're like at a crowded bar and somebody bumps into you and you act stunned, I can't believe this guy just bumped into me. Like, no shit. You're at a crowded bar and then the worst.
The worst. Fighter's going to move on before we get to the next half. Let's hear about Manscaped. All right, let's talk about Manscaped. The Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0 is the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. They designed this package to allow you to fully align your entire hygiene routine with just some few elite products. Inside the Platinum Package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear, nose, and hair trimmer, the Ultra Premium Body Wash, the Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner, Ultra Premium Deodorant, Crop Preserver Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, the Crop Reviver Ball Spray Toner, the Anti-Chafing Boxers, and the Shed Travel Bag to hold all those things together while you travel. The Lawnmower 4.0 is a trimmer, and the Weed Whacker ear, nose, and hair trimmer, they both feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate parts and holes. You never want your holes to be treated undelicately. Both are waterproof so that you can use them and shave with less mess. In addition to shaving, you can now completely upgrade your shower routine with the Ultra Premium Body Wash and Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner. You have your skin and hair feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. Don't forget to apply their aluminum-free Ultra Premium Body Deodorant. It's for the cologne quality scent. You know, sometimes you get that that deodorant where you put it on and it just smells a little... You're not generic, but it smells really, it's not great. So you want that cologne quality scent, which is what Manscaped has. Platinum Package 4.0 covers all your bases from head to toe and from ball hair to, oh, this is a good, you know what? I always underestimate the Manscaped copywriters. They always do a good job. So let me read it to them again, do them justice. The Platinum Package 4.0 covers all bases, from head to toe and from hair to ball fro. I like that, ball fro. It reminds me, we're going to play City of or Crotch Full of Pubes over this. Get 20% off and free shipping with code LIGHTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code LIGHTS. Use the premium package because the gold standard is no longer good enough. All right, thanks to Manscaped, we have the 6 versus the 11. The 6 seed is texting people that you shouldn't be texting. That is high up on the bad drunk behavior list. And that's going up against the number 11 seed, which is the guy that destroys shit when they get home. The guy just has to break shit in his house when he get home. Tommy, start with you.
Yeah, I mean, the texting one is, that's almost like it's just part of drunk. It's almost a little bit fun sometimes. And that's just a part of part of drunkenness. Breaking shit, that's crazy. I get home, I have to destroy things. That's probably the guy who wanted to get in a fight at a bar and couldn't. So he got home and was like, I have to break my toaster oven or something. So I'll go with the breaker.
Breaker?
So we didn't really have texting when I was in college, but one time it wasn't a thing. So
I had letters drunk as fuck.
Well, I remember we all went out and got back to the dorm, and I went to the bathroom, and all of a sudden I don't know why, I was hanging on the handicap stall door and like trying to pull it down. I don't know why. The RA came in and he says, what are you doing? And the door was like kind of like off one of the hinges. I'm like, I don't know.
Making shit when you're drunk is fun, dude.
And I'm just like, I gotta say that guy, because I was an idiot. Like, I don't even know what I was doing. I was completely like under a hypnosis. So breaking shit when you get home is a weird thing, and I'm glad I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I had a guy in my group that he was like an offensive lineman in our school. He would rip out street signs when he was drunk. It was very cool.
That's awesome.
Very cool to watch. Pat?
What's it up against again?
It's going against the texting people you shouldn't.
I'm going to go with texting people you shouldn't, because I think, like Dana said, there's something fun about just destroying something.
It's
when
so
you're drunk.
Fun.
And there's something funny about it, but there's nothing funny about opening up your phone the next morning hungover and being like, what the fuck was I? Or you look through and you have like FaceTimes, you tried FaceTiming someone. Or the worst is when you see it's like, I talked to them for 11 minutes after 3 canceled calls. So for me, that beats whatever the other
beats
one
the break.
Yeah, the breaking shit. Yeah.
I think that you have to reckon with shit that you, because you're saying going home and breaking shit, right? So I feel like you have to reckon with that. If you have to clean up the shit that you broke the night before at your house, like, you feel like such a fucking moron. You're like, why did I break this shit last night? Like, why is this all over the fucking place? Whereas I feel like it's kind of funny to be texting people. I feel like anybody you call on the phone or fuck around with, I feel like that's kind of endearing.
Part of the trip.
Yeah, I think so.
It's also your own problem, you know? Like, you're not that's your own drunk problem. It's not mine.
Not destructive like that. Like, I don't know. I guess I've been out of the dating game a while. I guess if you're thinking of, like, a girl that you probably wouldn't want to be texting, but...
It's usually that. I mean, that was what I was thinking of with the texting people you shouldn't anyway.
Just saying that you love an ex.
Yeah. It's like, five. Hey, are you out tonight? Ha ha.
What are you doing? And it's 4:30.
Yeah. What are you up to right now? Yeah.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
What's good?
Dana?
I have 2 thoughts on this. First,
let's hear them.
I've graduated. What was that? Why did you do that?
I don't know.
I've graduated to, when I'm drunk, texting my boys like cringy fucking like emotional shit. No, I mean, not that often.
You're the I love you guy.
Yeah, sometimes. I sent Nick Terraney in what's it called? In Barcel vs. America last summer. I was like, dude, like, you're such a good guy. Like, I'm so glad I met you on this trip. I woke up the next morning, I'm like, that's the cringiest shit I've ever done. So, like, I've graduated to doing that, you know, at 30 years old still, and it makes me crawl out of my skin when I read it the next morning. So I guess that's where I'm coming with. But when I don't do it anymore. But when I was in high school, I would, like, jump in bushes and shit and just, like, and break fences. And it's electrifying, dude. But now that I'm older, I'm like, that's fucked up. Like, that costs money. And, it, you know.
It's so bad.
you know, it was really fun when you break a fence, you know.
Dude, your boy runs through one of those white fences.
It's
so
the
fun.
Best thing. And you know, I had one, my friend Jack, always, and he one time he got warped in it and thrown
kicking
back
in a
out.
Mailbox.
Like throwing a keg into drywall or something like that. Yeah. Just like, that's kind of so fun.
I posted a TikTok of me like from like 5 years ago jumping in a bush, which is still too old to be jumping in bushes. And people were like, dude, you're 30. Grow the fuck up. I'm like, but it was fun.
People used to come to me to learn how to kick down mailboxes. I know a sweet spot.
Yeah.
What? Where's it at?
High school.
Some counterterrorism school?
High school, we used to do that.
In high school. It's a little spot in like the bottom right of the ones that stand up, not metal ones, like those plastic ones.
Yeah.
Right in a second.
Funny bone?
Yeah.
I'm going to say what's worse is breaking shit. Now that I'm older.
Okay. So, Marty?
Breaking shit. It's so bad. And then I've had people like in college, people came over and they got really fucked up. They just like for no reason just started throwing shit off the balcony. And it's
fun to watch as long as you're not associated with
funny.
It at all.
It is.
I think it's like if everyone's drunk, I think it's very funny to just break something.
It is.
If there's a lull and a moment of silence.
Then usually when it's like if it's not at your apartment though, if it's someone else's.
Yes. Throwing golf balls at the abandoned house or something. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I used to throw bean balls all the time. It was the best thing in the world. Like that shit's seeing things explode is funny.
I went to a Cortica once here, like in the Portland Ithaca game, and we were at someone's house, and they just threw a TV off the balcony, and it was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
Shattered into a trillion pieces.
But like you are the worst person. Like, that's the thing. You are the worst drunk if you're doing it. It's fun for us.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so breaking shit's going to move on. Now we have the 3 seed versus the 14. 3 seed is crying or yelling. The crier, drunk crier, no one wants to be around the drunk crier. No one wants to be around the drunk yeller. At all. And that is going against the 14 seed, which is the guy with really bad stories, and we'll include underneath that the guy who loves to repeat stories. The repeating stories, and especially when they're bad. So Marty, the repeating bad stories guy versus crying and yelling guy.
That's tough.
That is, they're both bad.
Bad. Like crying, because crying's funny sometimes.
Crying and yelling to me is a girl in my head.
Sure.
I don't know if that's sexist, but...
Is it like yelling, like talking too loud or yelling?
No, there's some guys that are like scream at bars and like...
I'm the kind of scream. Girl on a table. Ah! That's what I'm thinking.
Like a woo. That's different than not knowing your own volume. Like, if I drink too much sometimes, I'll just start, like, being way louder than I need to.
Oh, yeah, you do that.
I know. It's a really bad, a bad habit. And is that what we're talking about?
I need to see drunk Clemmer.
It's very interesting.
I'd need to see it.
Clemmer, why don't you just get nice and that down?
Chug that bad boy. Get some down right before we get to the company.
I enjoy a nice refreshing drink. I don't need to rush it.
Wait, what, what was the other one again?
Bad stories guy was crying.
I'm going to go bad stories guy. The repeating stories where, like, sometimes I'm in too nice of a mood where I'm just like fake laughing again.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the worst. But if they do it the third time, it's like, dude, you got to figure it out. You just told a story 6 times.
A bad story. You know what? And I've actually, Tommy, I've had a memory in my head since we were on the Jersey Shore. I told a bad story at the dinner table.
It's haunting you?
It's been haunting me.
What was it?
Because you kept looking at me like smiling, like, but I could tell you didn't give a shit. And I
remember this one. I remember it.
It was, what was it?
There was another conversation going on. You just like really did not listen to him at all.
I took over and I
didn't listen to
it. I did a bad job telling the story.
What did I call you out on it?
No.
I think
you were nice. You were looking at me
that
like
that does not sound like me.
I could tell in your eyes you were not interested.
What was it?
It was probably talking shit about someone.
I just remember you not like he was. I think it was another conversation going on. You just could not give a fuck.
Yeah, and if I'm still thinking about it a month later, it's hurting.
Forgive him. Absolve him.
I'm not going to forgive you until I remember what it is. I might not forgive you depending on how bad it is.
Have you ever had everyone's having so much fun, but the storyteller's telling you the story and it's so slow?
Yes, you're stuck with the story.
I just want to go hang out.
Everyone else is having
a good song comes on and everyone's dancing. You're like, fuck.
That is the worst.
You're just stuck.
Yeah, it's like
you guys are trying to enjoy some fucking burrata and Dana's telling
you were eating too. I know
it's story of all time. Everybody else is having a blast at the other end of the table.
You can get out of it. Just do like to be continued and then run away.
way.
I remember in the moment.
Best thing I've ever heard in my life.
So mean.
In the moment, I'm like, Tommy does not give a fuck. He's nodding like he's being a good sport, but it felt bad. So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with stories.
Bad story.
It goes on like over 4 minutes. I think you can be mean. Like 4 minutes is a long time.
I'm gonna see if it's
4 minutes.
4 minutes
is it like 30 seconds?
No, I'm saying 4 minutes, I'll pull it to be continued thing. That's fair.
That's the I would be devastated.
I just go, hold on, I gotta go take a piss.
So hold that thought. But sometimes they hold it and then they come back.
Yeah. If Tommy said that to you, would you be more upset and remember that more? If he said, if you were like in the middle of telling the story and he's like, to be continued, and he gave you like the hand.
No, Dana would have done that to me. The story guy says
saying,
to be continued.
No, I do it to the story guy.
That's a wild
one. Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, if it goes on for like 4 minutes, I'm like, all right, like this is enough. If everyone's having fun.
If I know him well enough, I'll be like, wrap it up, dude. Like,
but if Tommy did that to you, how would you remember it more? Would it be worse?
No, I would have respected that.
It's good to know, actually.
Yeah.
It's not a bad play.
I think it's the crier, though, because I think that a story guy, that could ruin 4, 10, 15 minutes, maybe. A crier will ruin a night.
Yeah.
If someone is, and I'm thinking a girl too.
Just pee right here, Danny. You've done it before.
Party
shot him.
I think that I'm thinking of a girl crying and it just fucking sucking and like everybody having to go check on her and her boyfriend being worried about her and like just everything just starts to, the gravity of that situation completely takes over. Like it's just so stressful for everyone else where it's like, okay, it's a minor inconvenience, but you can abandon the story guy as soon as his shit story's over.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good point. You are like, it's the night kind of like gets killed. Like the vibe gets killed by the crying girl.
Yeah, crying sure. girl is...
You don't know, like, do you have to say you're right?
Yeah.
Like, do you
I have to pretend to care? Yeah.
The thing is, the crying girl is usually not my problem. Like, she's like, I could get away with that. The long story guy is my problem sometimes. Mm. Like, I'm listening to him. The loud crying girl, I'll just be, all right, whatever. That's like her boyfriend.
I don't pretend to care.
Yeah, like that's
all.
Her boyfriend's problem to deal with.
I
that's
think these both touch on a lack of self-awareness, which is one of the worst things someone can have when they drink. And I also think you have to pair, like you said, together the loud guy with the crying girl. Like there's a remedy, an easy remedy for both of those. You just walk away. Or if it's a friend of yours, you say, hey, shut up. You're being too fucking loud.
You're screaming.
Yeah. The storyteller, it's like, how long do you give them? When do you leave? If it's someone, you can usually pull the bathroom trick. Like I said, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And if it's someone you know, like Tommy said, you can just stare daggers at them until they figure it out. But I think for me, it's probably story guy. Because I have no problem if someone's being loud, being like, hey, why are you screaming, you drunk fuck? And then that'll calm them down. Or if it's a girl, I wouldn't be talking to a woman anyway. So that's not my problem. So yeah, story guy is way trickier because you want to respect them enough to listen, but you also don't want to, you don't care.
You raise a good point about the bathroom trick. And I've done that before, but have you ever gone back from the bathroom and they try to resume
it?
Yes. That's when like,
I go to a new group.
Yeah, exactly. When you come back from the bathroom, exactly.
I lost you.
Oh, that's when Pat becomes a shot guy. Not to be the stories. I want shots.
Yeah, exactly.
Flemmer?
Yeah, I got to go with the loud because it's me. It's the when it gets too loud. My friends always, you got to stop screaming. You got to stop fucking screaming. And it's like, oh, I do that. I don't even know I'm doing it. It's horrible. It's the worst thing I do when I'm drunk.
But that's an easy fix. Like the story is a harder fix.
He needs to wait till someone tells him. And if you're not with like your friends, they're not going to like go out of their way to be like, hey, stop screaming.
You know? Right. Luckily now I don't go out without I wouldn't go out. Yeah, like I'm
associates.
Yeah, like it's either my wife or my friends I'm going out with. So everyone would tell me, shut the fuck up, you're screaming. You sound like a moron. I'm like, oh, I am. But I hate that about myself, so I got to pick that.
All right, Tommy.
I'm going with the story guy. The loud guy or the crier, hopefully it's not your problem. And also, like, the loud guy, if it's at a bar, it's not really the end of the world. But, like, if someone's... Yeah, it's like if everyone else is having so much fun and you're just cornered right there with the story guy... killer, and you know he means well, he's just trying to tell a story at the Jersey Shore dinner table, but you just gotta smile along and just hope it wraps up sooner rather than later.
I want to know what this story was.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Who are you talking shit about?
I would have
large group of people. I was talking to the entire group and I kept looking
maybe
at Tommy.
Maybe Tommy actually cared then. Maybe you were the holding one.
I was doing an awful job in the moment and I was just like, I gotta end this as soon as I can.
Stories are hard as fuck, dude.
They are, dude. Yeah. It's hard to
especially
do.
Especially usually pretty good at them, but sometimes when you realize it...
When there's a large group, I panic.
Yeah, badly.
I gotta do a good job and then I don't. you know?
Yeah. I think the bigger the group, the quicker I try to make the story. Like, yeah. I'll omit things that would make the story funnier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll just try to get rushed to the end.
I try not to do stories.
Yeah.
I usually just make fun of somebody. That's easier.
Stories is hard as fuck.
Story has to be, like, a banger. Yeah. At dinner, if it's
you have to have gone through it in your head and, like, know what you're going to say, yeah, like how it's going to end.
Worked out the timing.
And it can't be a you got to be there thing.
No.
And it's,
no,
and it's
no,
a tough no. thing to consider until like you're like maybe a sentence in and you're like, oh, fuck. This
yeah.
is
you know quick.
Yeah.
It's hitting or
oh,
not.
Fuck.
You're right away.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission. To deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Fuck.
7 versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed is the too horny guy. The guy that gets really horny, the drunker he gets, and he's complaining about this fucking ratio stinks, and we got to go to places with some chicks. That's where, dude, and that's going up against the coke guy, or we could say the drugs guy, but the guy who needs the, when he starts drinking, he's like, yeah, you guys want to do lines? You want to do coke? You want to do this? Want to do that? Want to do this? The forcing, he's like the forcing shots guy, but drugs, basically. So we'll start with you, Tommy. Drugs guy versus the too horny guy.
This is hard. I feel like the drugs guy is a cousin of the shots guy, but I to me, like, when someone asks me to do drugs, I just say no. I haven't ran into many persistent drug guys. I feel like the drug guys are less persistent than the shot guys, maybe, because it's like, all right, he just doesn't do that, I'll move on. The horny guy, I mean, hell, I'll get a little horny when I'm drunk, but never enough to derail a night.
You don't put it on people?
Yeah, like, or it's like, we got to go to, like I'll never be the guy that's like, there's not enough pussy here. We got to go to the next bar. Like, that, the guy whose only pursuit of the night is to get laid, I think is probably more annoying.
Girls here are too short.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
6 foot, 6 foot minimum.
Yeah. You aren't annoying about that stuff. Like, being single, like, when you go out, you are very, like,
I want to fuck.
I'm saying that you're not, like, annoying about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If happens, it happens, but it doesn't. I know what you're talking about. Like, the guy that's.
Yeah.
Like,
wants to be horny with his boys. Why would you want someone else to be horny with you?
Yeah.
You can't just be horny on your
own. Yeah, no, like, at the end, like,
it's a personal thing.
If I'm going out with my friends, it's like. If I don't go home with a girl, at least I'm having a fun night with friends.
Yes.
You know that that's the fallback plan. And sometimes, a lot of times, that's more fun than having sex.
I think 99% of the time it's better. So you're going to go with the...
Too horny guy.
Too horny guy. Clemmer.
Oh, the too horny guy is exhausting. It just never ends the whole night. And it's just like, I don't know, man. I don't know. And especially when you get older, like, people, like, start to get married, and you got the one guy, like, it's like, I don't know, man. I'm like, we're not here for this. We're just here just to talk about, you know, complain about work or whatever it is. We're not here to, you know, so you get your dick wet. So it's definitely the horny guy. It sucks.
I really hated hearing you say that.
You talking dick sexual wet. Stuff.
Can we bleep that?
Yeah, let's cut that.
I was having sex before a lot of you were born.
There we go. Talk to him. I would say the drug guy, depending on the drugs, can be a pleasant surprise, depending on the time of the night. The horny, because there's an upside to it. The horny guy is, there's no, you don't benefit from that at all. It's weird. It's awkward. I don't want to hear about you having sex or looking for girls or whatever. Horny guy is much, much worse.
Horny guy?
Terrible to be a slave to someone else's horniness too. Like, they're trying to have you wingman and, like, spend time talking to someone you don't want to talk to because they're horny. Following around someone else's dick is just awful. And a drug guy, like, that's kind of awesome.
Great point.
Kind of awesome. Doing a bunch
that's
of
sick.
People, yeah, that's kind of.
Let's go.
Awesome.
Where you at?
I think one of the bad things with the horny guy too is, like, when everyone wants to go to a new location and he's like, I'm talking to this girl. I don't want to leave yet. And
they'll stay. Let's all stay.
Like, talking to this pig at the end of the bar. Can we hang around?
Hell. Dana,
I'm out on the horny guy.
Very out on the horny guy.
I'm out on the horny guy.
Like, you're a little horny.
I mean, I'm not really.
No, he's actually.
I'm really opposite horny. I'm really, like, I just want to get fucked up with the boys.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do.
Stand up from there. He's not a horny guy when he's out.
I guess that's more of a Twitter persona thing, I guess.
Yeah,
back in the day when I wasn't in a fantastic relationship, I would just say I'm back when any girl would make eye contact with me. It was a good persona. But I wouldn't talk to them. I would just say, hey.
Eye contact
just
was
piss
your
on
sex.
Him.
Yes. Yeah.
Dana's he's an Irish Exeter. Like, I'll go to a bar with him.
All
just,
the time.
Just him and that's me. And the like, best. He goes to the bathroom and he's gone.
He can't do that.
I can't do that.
One I'm just, one when one have one you one and I,
one Irish
when have
Long
you
Island.
And I gone to a bar
yeah,
together?
I found you in my garbage can.
We were with your friends. We were with your friends.
Were we?
Yes.
I don't know.
Your scumbag Long Island friends. Yeah, they're fucking.
Wait, you found him in your garbage can?
Oh, yeah, I came home and he was laying next to the garbage can. You remember that?
Like an outdoor or indoor?
Outdoor.
I didn't have the key. I Irish exited.
He had to do that one on one. Like, if you're old.
It was not one on one.
One on one Irish exit. So funny. Leaving, like, you're just your friend.
I did not do that.
Branding.
You had your. Marcus Stroman's manager was there. So. Like we're hanging out with him.
Oh, okay.
It's like the meanest thing I've ever heard a one-on-one Irish. Like,
that's so
well, it was more, I guess I was thinking more like we were going home together.
Yes, we were. Irish exited the ride home.
You know who are both excellent Irish exiters is both Nick and KB. Like, you'll blink and they're gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A certain
yeah.
function or something.
No, you'll see him leave.
Well, I know. I know when I should not be in public and I will get an Uber. I just know.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I feel guilty if I don't say goodbye.
I do.
Oh, fuck that. I'd never feel guilty.
I'm going to try to become an Irish Exeter.
It's way better.
I just feel shitty. I know no one cares about myself. Like, you know what I mean? It's an internal thing. I get all that, but I just feel bad.
I think if you're at somebody's like function, you just have to say goodbye to them.
Yes.
Like, say like thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're at a bar, I guess I'm going to try to be more of an Irish Exeter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And so I'm assuming, Marty, you're going to go with the horny guy as well.
Yeah. Worst.
Horny guy's going to move on. Last matchup, we have the number two seed, the puker. The puker is never a fun time. It's and that's going up against the number 15 seed, the stealer. The guy likes to steal shit.
Oh, that really can drunk. Be funny. That can be funny.
Can be funny. Yeah, just
John
like,
Mulaney is a great bit about this.
It's like perfect. The breaker. The breaker.
Some silverware, a reserved sign for the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Guy stole
20-minute bit.
Family photos, right? That was the guy's thing. He would
That's
steal.
That's what I used to do too at house
what?
Parties. Yeah, I was going to say that.
A crazy bit at the time.
No, I used to do that. Me and my friends would steal it when you go to a house party. Steal it like their family portraits.
That's the John Mulaney bit.
Yeah,
I never watched John Mulaney, but I used to do that.
And it was the whole punchline is it's the one thing you can't replace.
Yeah,
well, it wasn't my punchline. I thought it was funny. I don't know why you. I don't know.
Well, it's literally like it's like one of the worst. It's like a horrible. He's telling a story about a horrible person. Doing that is so mean and cruel and unnecessary.
Why though? It's kind of like you wake up and it just sees your boy's mom and dad and his cousin, like the cousins.
You ever return it?
No, because then it would be me.
What would you
know? It's me.
What do you do with all these pictures now?
I'm out. I
beat off to him.
The meanest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it was
horrible.
Yeah, it was.
Throw out heirlooms when you're drunk.
How would you feel? You and Rhea are going to get married. You have nice wedding pictures, and some 15 years from now, some kid steals them at a house party. You're going to be sad.
I think you just reprint them.
Well, you got digitized.
Oh, there's
now.
Some. Well, yeah, digital.
You take like a world.
I'm not taking
from like
the
70s.
I'm not taking like the big ass.
Remember, talking about a painted family portrait from the 1700s.
No, from Sears.
Where's Van Gogh going
to
be back?
Can't
in
go
town.
Back to Sears.
So, Marty, you go first. The puker versus the stealer.
I'm gonna go stealer. Stealer now because it's like what it, I don't. I get nervous. I also I used to steal taxis.
Dalliance?
$100,000.
I had about 40 to 42, I forget if it was 40 or 42, headrests.
Not 41.
Oh, that's
how
brutal.
Did you
that's just like that's like a thief.
Me and my roommate.
A criminal.
Me and my roommate, Sean, would take the head seat. The head.
Why would you steal the how?
Yeah,
how?
Why they not
that's funny. That's funny.
You mean like Ubers?
That's hilarious.
No, like it was taxis.
Like New York City taxis? How
it
the
was
fuck
in college.
So
just
it
rip
like,
it off, right?
You just rip it up and then you walk out and it's just sticking out of your
I like that. I might start doing that.
Not now.
No, don't do that. And Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, it was funny back then.
How'd you get away with it? Like, you just pass in your seat, you're chatting the
guy
up?
How do you not hear that?
I don't know. It was
loud ass.
Like college taxis.
You're looking
like,
at the road.
Like
you're not
eight
looking,
or 10 people in that. You're fitting everyone you can get
what
in.
What do you do with the headrest when you have? Like, what, like, were you
using
it? It
was all under my bed in college.
That's hard. You're horrible.
Yeah.
That's funny.
The family photo thing is a real scumbag move. That is a real piece of shit move.
Yeah.
You should feel really bad.
Plumber's personally
a why would I feel bad about that?
Because it's a horrible thing to do.
It's really not. Just print it again. Go to CVS the next day.
What if they can't?
$2?
They're all digitized.
What if it doesn't exist?
They don't have that, right.
What if it doesn't exist? What if it's like a photo, for a family photo?
Really feel bad.
All right.
Oh my God, Clemmer's gonna murder you.
How did you do, Clemmer?
I want to go into a time machine and I want to see him 20 years from now, and someone's gonna do to him. He's gonna be furious. He's gonna be so.
Again, the digitalization.
It's really not that hard to. Yeah, I'm not like stealing like something expensive.
The portraits is fucked up. Come on, Marty. Even I can see that. Portraits. You can't steal people's portraits.
Portraits.
Family portraits.
He's sad, right?
Yeah. Come on.
I don't know what you guys.
I mean, when I was in high school, I would.
What's going on?
We did fucked up shit. Yeah. Like, we stole, like, for sale signs.
Yeah.
We stole someone's guitar once. That was bad.
That's way worse than a family picture. That's literally worse.
But we were 14, 15 years old.
Exactly. I am too. I'm not saying
stole
I did
my
yesterday.
Friend's mom's dildo once.
I think we brought the guitar back, though. But the portrait, it's like, that's sentimental value.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like a personal attack. That's weird, man. I'm just saying,
what have you done, Clemmer? You fucking freak! What have you done that's been probably questionable?
Tell him off, Clemmer. He don't know.
The worst I ever did drunk was we were playing Beirut or beer pong, and I lost.
Oh my God!
No, it's a Massachusetts thing.
Yeah, he's living in Beirut. That's where the Levant was, and Jesus Christ was bros.
That's
raised.
What they call it in Massachusetts.
Yeah, risen.
Yeah, and. My buddy's girlfriend was there, and she invited friends from work, and these people were like in their 50s, and they were just kind of hanging out, and like just kind of like, they were just having a nice time. They were dressed nice. They were probably going to go to dinner after this, and I was so mad I lost. I threw up, it was on a plywood floor, and I just tipped the whole table, and I started screaming, motherfucker, and got all over the woman in her like nice dress. I felt so, I hand wrote a letter of apology the next day. I felt sent it by pigeon.
Bad. That's way worse than
it was horrible. I felt horrible about it. I felt like really bad. Like I felt bad. I remember the husband wanted to beat shit out of me, but like.
How old were you?
23. And like I could tell the dad like wanted to, but the husband wanted to beat the shit out of me, but he didn't, and like I felt so bad. Oh,
see, I'm 16, 17 doing this. You were 23.
I was living in Florida. Yeah, yeah.
You were in Florida at the time.
Yeah, I lived in Florida for 2 years.
That was right.
True Clemmer heads know that.
It's facts.
True Clemmer heads know that.
Yeah, that's right.
Not even Cap either.
Stealing. Right. So one for stealing.
What's the other one? Puking?
Puking.
I got a story about that. So when I was in...
Oh, no.
I was 20. I'm not a puke guy. I'm a puke the next day guy. But when I was probably 20, someone handed me a full red cup of tequila, and I just down the hatch, stupid, automatically projectile vomited. I'm in this kid's room who I'm like kind of friends with. All over his like childhood trophies and fucking pictures and in his entire wall, and he wasn't in the room, so I was like, "Oh fuck, what do I do?" I started wiping the deodorant on the wall to make it smell.
What?
A stick?
I thought you were going to say you were wiping it off.
Yeah, like a paper towel.
Paper towels, and then to make it smell better in the room, I put deodorant on the wall.
That's good.
Clear white.
And then the next day, he was like, what the fuck? I just went over, I just came back, and I cleaned up even better the next day. That was an awful experience all around. So fuck, I don't like the puking guy.
I don't think the puking guy, it depends on, if you're a controlled puker, I'm okay with you, because I'm a controlled puker.
You can find the toilet.
You can find an alley, find something where it's like, if that guy, you do so.
No, but that's a one-time experience. Yeah. Other than that, if I don't puke anymore, but if back in the day, I would find a toilet, I'd find an alley, I'd find a controlled spot.
Yeah.
But the people that just puke and like leave it on the ground.
They're at the bar. They throw up at the bar. They're like, they're doing something with their friends.
Remember where you did that?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's like, you did that less than 3 months ago.
A little inside joke for us boys here. But now
I didn't. I thought you were. I thought you forgot.
No, I almost did.
Roan?
I think that the puke guy is worse because that's, for me, a night ender for sure. And I think stealing things, like I can think of three things that I've stolen. A ceramic bird, I thought that was funny. There was a bar that just has like a bunch of like stupid plaques on it with like kitschy sayings. Took one of those, thought that was funny. And like a cool glass from a bar, like things like that.
Buda Ben's painting.
Buda Ben's painting,
yeah.
Which I did.
Stole a Buddha once.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad. That's
awful.
Karma. Terrible karma. Holy shit.
Like a stone Buddha.
This all makes Blames sense everything. Now. Yeah.
Now I'm a piece of shit.
You're gonna come back as an insect.
Like this guy kind of looks like me.
I think I put it back eventually, but.
So you like the stealing?
I don't think it's that bad. Like I stole a figurine of like Jesus giving somebody a handoff from Deion Sanders' garage, and like I think it was sitting in his garage. It was like it's just like useless ceramics. Those are funny to steal.
Mm. I think the worst thing I stole was I stole a cup full of matches from a bar. Like it was a matchbooks. Like they had like
they're giving those away anyway.
Yeah, and I was just put it in.
Well, that's fine.
Well, now yeah. I've still been using them for like a year for lighting candles. So
you're using them
exactly. So Pat,
stealing is funny objectively, depending on who you're stealing it from. I think puking is worse because it doesn't end with the puke. There's the cleanup. There's, you have to help the person if you like them. There's always aftermath to puking. So I'm going to go puking is much worse.
Puking.
I feel like there's always drama surrounding the puking too. Like, oh, yeah. Especially if it's like a girl throws up. Even if she goes throw up in the toilet, then all of her friends like have to rally around. Oh, you know, Jennifer's throwing up. It's like
usually start crying too after.
Yeah, it's always like it's always a lot going on. Where other than Marty, everyone's stories about being a thief is normal and fine.
Dana stole a guitar.
No.
And brought it back.
We brought it back.
What is you so? Protected of these pictures.
It's family. What if there's someone dead in the picture?
Yeah, exactly.
I know they're not dead. I saw them. They were at the party. I saw everyone at the party. Imagine
you saw
them
when you went home too next to your bed.
Everyone wakes up. All the boys are over. It's like, oh, look at them. The family. That's funny.
There's no payoff for this for you, really, though.
No, there's no payoff for nothing. It's all to get
everyone
a
everyone does dumb shit when they're in high school. But
yeah.
It never started.
Marty did, go, you know, goes a step
down. You just flipped the table when you were 23 years old. At a lady.
I felt horrible. But here's the difference, though. I felt so bad the next day. I wrote a letter of apology. I still feel bad to this day. You don't feel bad at all for what you did. You think it's funny.
Don't.
Yeah, that's why you're an evil prick. And that's why I will say throwing up is worse.
Throwing up is worse.
I agree with Marty. Did was bad, but Clemmer getting so mad about it, starting
yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Yeah, it's literally weird.
Stealing is worse, though. That being said, the puker. I mean, yeah, if it's my apartment, then I'm going to choose that. If someone pukes in my fucking apartment, for the most part, someone pukes at the bar, not my problem. But the stealing is, I don't like stealing.
Not a stealer.
No, I like my belongings to be mine.
Fair enough. All right, so puker's going to move on. Before we get into our playoffs, let's hear from Dave.com. All right, let's talk about Dave.com. If you're living paycheck to paycheck or struggling to make ends meet, it can be really stressful when the unexpected expenses come up, as they always do. With Dave, you can get your money sooner, so without worrying about how much money you're going to have to get through the week, which always would suck if you get in one of those bad situations. Dave is the banking app that could help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. With Dave, there's no interest, late fees, or credit check. That's more money to fill your tank, get your car repaired, catch up on bills, and all that without having to wait for your next paycheck. You can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out, because everyone's got some of those. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief that they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch, you need some extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from the future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now or go to dave.com/LCB. That's dave.com/LCB. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve, Devolve, Bank, and Trust. Member FDIC. All right. Thanks to Dave. All right. First matchup.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. Shout out to Dave.
Yeah.
All right. Now we have the touchy guys versus the heckler. Tommy.
I'll go with the heckler. I mean, it's the heckler to me is maybe the worst one on here. It's just so rare to like encounter that. I mean, unless you're a stand-up comedian, I guess. But that's just such a, the touchy guy, he means well. The heckler isn't more of an asshole. Mm-hmm. Unless he's, you know, fuck.
Why did you even say that?
unreal.
No, just touchy guy. Or sorry, whatever, heckler.
Heckler. Clemmer.
I'm going to go with the touchy guy. The heckler is just, like you said, just so rare. Like, this is, I think, just, I've gone to the Comedy Cellar a bunch of times. I've done improv a bunch. I've never really encountered this person too much. So I'm going to go with touchy guy.
Touchy guy?
Same. Touchy guy.
Touchy guys, no good.
I think the heckler is way worse. Hecklers are, it's just such a self-importance. Like, there's not a lot of malice involved with touching somebody. It's probably a good intent with heckling is just like it's impossible. Like trying to have a conversation or go back and forth even is inexcusable. Mm-hmm.
That's what I like with like you ever see like just through TikTok or whatever, like heckler threads of like hecklers just getting destroyed by a comic.
Yes,
that's makes me very happy.
That's funny. Worse though, because then they want to be the people on those videos.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I didn't
think
that's the
about one
that.
Thing like the Matt Rife guy.
Yeah,
everyone like wants to be hecklers.
Destroyed
those.
By
they
him.
Destroyed him. Yeah, it's like, oh, that's me.
Yeah.
Right. Even if someone talks to you crowd work wise, like you just need to know, like give them as little as possible and shut the fuck up. Like even if they bring you up, it's not your show.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Dana?
Hecklers. I mean, I've seen, yeah. I know Bill Bird did it once to someone and it was like just, like he murdered them verbally. Just, and it was just, it was awesome to watch and I hate people that do that. So heckler.
Heckler?
Ron, did you know with bananas, if you put the plastic over the top of where they're all connected, you know where they're all connected in the middle?
Yes, yes, yes.
No brown.
I've heard about that.
What the fuck?
What do you mean? I don't understand. Put plastic?
Like you put, you know, when you get bananas in the plastic bag.
Yeah.
So you take the bananas out and then wrap the bananas over all the tops of the bananas and it stays
like keeps
fresh.
The root thing moist or something.
What the fuck?
And then it keeps them from going brown. I've seen that too, yeah. Mush, heckler or touchy guy?
I'm going to go heckler. I don't like people that make everything about themselves.
Mm-hmm. Heckler's going to move on. Now we have the fighter versus the forcing shot guy. Ooh, I like this one a lot. It's a good matchup.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm going fighter. I have cut down every friend of mine that was a fighter. And
like you beat them up? Beat them
they
up.
Are not. I don't go out with them anymore. Because I don't like, there's too much going on. And shot guy, like Pat said, sometimes he's needed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the group's a bunch of like just slowly drinking. It's like, let's ramp it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it could be fun, but I'm going fighter.
I think the worst variation of that is the one that he's not part of your friend group. He's a friend of the friend group. That guy being the shot guy is the worst.
Who always is the shot guy. It's never in your friend group. It's always
trying to make a name for himself.
Auxiliary.
Yeah. Literally, yes, that is it. Dana.
Fighter.
Fighter for sure.
Hate it.
Like yeah. You'd be like a breaker-upper, right? Of fights.
I just never get involved. It pisses me off when I see it, and I'm just like, I don't want to be here, you know?
Roan?
Fighter is a big problem. The shot guy is a small problem. I think it's fighter.
Fighter?
I agree. Fighter.
The 3-0. This guy is crushing.
Yeah, fighter. Fighter is a long problem, too. And the shots guy, it's a temporary thing.
Yep. Fighter.
Fighter.
So it's going to be fighter to get into the finals. The fighter versus the heckler. Tommy.
I'm going to go with the heckler. I think that it's just more self. The fighter could have good intentions. His woman could have got groped at a bar, and he had to step in, hypothetically speaking.
I was waiting for how long it would take you.
I can't believe it took that long.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah, I didn't want to make it about myself, as the heckler would. Mm-hmm. You know, the fighter could have a good intention, but like to me, like that's not even the version of the fighter we're talking about. We're talking about the guy who's fighting a guy for bumping into him by accident. The heckler, though, is still... War. I just think it's just so disrespect. It's more disrespectful, and I really don't tolerate disrespect.
As we know,
I've never been a guy to tolerate disrespect. So I'll go with that.
I think when we did the bracket of like coolest moves, isn't that one of the things we talked about? Like, it would be the coolest thing to like win a fight you didn't start.
Yeah, yeah.
We included that under the banner of like a woman being involved or whatever. Yeah, damn, it'd be cool. Glamour.
Fighter is the worst.
Fighter is the worst.
I agree, fighter.
Fighter, 2-1.
I'm going
to
go heckler because after a fight, there is usually a good story. And like there's like a silver lining where the next day you might laugh about it a little bit more where like there is no good that can come of the heckler. There's just, it's never going to be funny. It's never going to be positive. It's never going to be redeeming.
Mm-hmm. Dana?
Fighter.
Fighter for sure?
Yep.
Ooh, we're 3-2 in favor of the fighter.
Ron, you give me, you say things, and I'm like, ooh.
You know? Good. You know?
Because also, I'm thinking about being at the table, because usually comedy clubs, you're at a table with the people. Yeah. If you're with the heckler.
Oh, my God. You want to crawl out of your skin.
I'd rather be with the fighter.
I might change my vote.
I'd rather be with the fighter.
I would never associate with that. I think the heckler you can see
you don't know,
away.
Though. You don't. Sometimes people get drunk, and you don't. Yeah. Maybe the
heckler
first time
a shot guy.
Heckler, yeah. It's so rare. I'm think going, a special kind of
Ron,
person.
Ron swayed me with the heckler. Because sometimes there is funny fight stories.
Yeah. Anyone else swaying the vote swayed?
I was on heckler already.
Yeah, what is it right now?
3-3? 3-3. Reed.
Let's give it to Reed.
I was going to say fire, then Marty swayed me there, so I'm going heckler.
Let's go, heckler. Marty.
Oh, what a sway.
Him getting swayed by Roan. It was a sway reaction.
Yeah, domino effect. All right, so the heckler is going to move through. The loser of that last one, the fighter, number one seed was Danis. The first one to submit fighter, so.
I was the only one?
The first one. So whoever submits the first is the one who gets
that
it.
That won the whole bracket?
No, that was the first.
Lost. Oh. He said fighter?
No, he said heckler.
Oh, fuck.
We were just letting you know you lost.
Sorry, I was just telling you that you lost. That was the
oh shit. All right.
All right. Before we get to the last, the other side, let's hear from our last sponsor of the day, Babbel. All right. Let's talk about Babbel. The best way to learn a language is through immersion, living where the language is spoken natively and using it every day. But that's not possible for everyone. It's expensive. So, what is the second best way to learn a language? Babbel. Because with Babbel, you can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. This summer, you can start speaking a new language with Babbel. And why? Because it works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling yourself with language apps that are a little more than games, Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. All of Babbel's tips and tools for learning a new language are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching. Babbel's wide range of learning experiences, ranging from casual to intense, mean that there's always a way to fit in a Babbel session, from self-study app lessons to podcasts to live classes. Here is a special limited time deal for all of our listeners. If you get started right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/lights. Get 55% off at babbel.com/lights, spelled babbel.com/lights. Rules and restrictions may apply. All right, thanks to Babbel. Okay, story guy versus break shit guy. Marty.
Break shit guy. Break shit guy really gets me. I really don't like it.
You steal shit. That was worse.
When I was 16, there's still people that like punch holes in the walls and then like there waiting for you to fix it. Yeah,
I was sober though.
I was sober. Just like, because I guess you just realize how much it's a pain in the ass the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Story guy, you talk shit about him later in the night anyway, Dana.
It's healthy.
Yeah.
One for the break shit guy, Dana.
Story guy. It's story guy for me. I'm just thinking of people that are so long-winded and they're like spitting in your face and just, I don't know. I'm out on story guy.
Is that what you were doing to Tommy?
That's self-hatred right there.
I still haven't thought of what it is.
Yeah, I really wish I mean, it was so forgettable that I'll never remember it.
It was like quite a story.
Yeah.
Roan.
I'm such a bad person that I'll like encourage the bad story guy and like ask him leading questions so he tells more of his bad story so I can tolerate him a little bit better. I think it's the breaking shit guy that gives me a little more anxiety.
I feel like you've done that to me before.
You're telling a terrible story, yeah. And I like get on my head.
What?
That sounds very familiar.
You, and you'll go home from like, man, me and Roan really hit it off.
Exactly.
Such an inquisitive guy.
Yeah. Really cared.
Pat?
Story guy is worse.
You think so?
Yeah.
Are you a break shit guy?
I just think breaking shit can be funny. Like, yeah. There's never anything funny about a bad story. It just ruins your, it just takes too much time and ruins your night.
Mm.
So the older you get, the more break shit guy goes away and the more story guy multiplies. And eventually you're left with like a bunch of story guys like in their 40s and 50s. And so as I get older, the story guy becomes more and more.
People stop experiencing things and only have their stories,
stories
to tell.
And it's just painful. And I know the rest of my life is going to be more and more story guys. And it's kind of depressing. It's a story guy.
Every
story
time guy. You talk, you start off with as I get older.
Well, it's weird being here. Like,
say you're old all the time.
Well, I
relatively speaking,
it's strange to come someplace and be the like oldest person. It's very weird.
Clemmer, you one time tried to claim that people only think you're old because of me. Meanwhile, you look how you look, and also you always
look that
talk
old. I don't look old. That. I look old compared to you guys. You guys are all young. I don't look old in the scheme.
You said
of the
one
world.
Time you could pass for your early 30s.
I believe that.
You
think this guy could pass for 31?
No, I would have said 35. You could pass for like 35.
Yeah, 35. Wearing a shawl.
Not early. That's not early 30.
Wearing a shawl because it's cold in the office.
I'm wearing a hoodie. You shawl. You know what a shawl is?
That's a shawl.
Yeah.
Shawl. No, it's very strange coming being somewhere when I'm used to being either the youngest person around or like middle of the pack, and to come here and be by far the, you know, in a lot of ways the oldest is
weird.
Second
oldest?
Well, I mean Frank's older than me, and you know, Large is here. Large is older than I am. Yeah, you know, and then but like there's not many. Brandon's gone, you know, in the office every day. Mm-hmm. So I am one of the, and some people I'm twice as oldest. It's very strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rhea was born when you graduated high school.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like a whole different life experience. But I enjoy it. It's actually a lot of fun. Like, I do genuinely enjoy this new role in my life. It's very bizarre and weird.
Convincing yourself.
You're an emotional guy over here. Clever.
No, I'm saying it's fun. It's fun. You know, I don't like dealing
I love
with,
you, guy.
I don't like dealing with Tommy on a daily basis. But other than that, the job's very enjoyable.
Tommy, story guy versus break shit guy?
Story guy. Break shit guy, most of the time, I'm not affected by. Story guy, just annoying.
Mm-hmm. So now we have fucking Dana.
You didn't even remember it until I brought it up.
You'll never forget it now.
I'll never forget.
The puker versus the too horny guy, Tommy.
Oh, I know what it was. Can't say it on the way.
Hint around it. Hint around
it's about a somebody that thinks they work at Barstool. But
or anything, I know who it is.
I don't think I hated that.
No, I did a poor job.
Yeah, you might have. You might have.
We'll talk off air.
Guns?
You could probably say that on air. Who gives a?
It's not Gun Show.
Jesus.
Gun Show is a throwback, though. Yeah.
So Tommy Poker or Puker versus Too Horny Guy.
I guess Puker. It's grosser. It's not their fault. Being horny is not their fault either. So I'll go puker.
Kind of natural.
I think you can control how you react to the horniness. So I'm going to say horny guy.
Horny guy.
I think also, like, what it's not on here, but the overzealous wingman or wingwoman is quite annoying. Where, like, if you're single and there's someone's like, we got to get you laid tonight. Like, let's get you laid tonight. It's like, I'll be fine if I don't. Like, and their mission of the night is like, I got to be his wingman or wingwoman. Yeah. Is quite annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going horny guy. It affects other people. Puking is like, it can be funny. I don't think there's anything funny about just being horny and annoying at the bar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just remembered, Dad, you puked that one time.
I didn't, right, but I puked in a trash can. It was because of a Zin, not a drink.
Well, that's right.
Objectively very funny.
It was hysterical.
What did I do? I really ran to the trash. I threw up.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, like you, Tommy, you're such a pussy, like, for spitting when you have a Zin.
We were spitting all over the street like a disgusting animal.
I was spitting normally like a Zin.
It was weird.
Like, let me try a Zin. He put
I'll
it in
one.
For like 5 minutes.
Oh, not
no
even.
Issues. He's like, oh, this is nothing. And then all of a sudden he just goes and runs to a corner in the garbage in the corner and just throws up all over the place.
Not a good moment. Very sad. It was a tungsten meeting, too.
It was a tungsten meeting.
Was that your first ever smokeless tobacco?
Your first? Yes. In my life, and
that happened
last...
to me too, but I was
it
like,
happens to everyone.
13.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't have. I didn't.
No, I'm just saying. I'm with you.
Yeah, but you probably weren't bragging about how you would never throw.
No, I did.
I didn't think. Well, I don't throw up very much.
At 43.
I don't throw up very often. I was shocked that I threw up. I think I've thrown up maybe like 10 times my whole life. So I was shocked I threw up from that.
That feels almost impossible.
Yeah. I don't. No, I don't throw
once
up.
Once every 100 years.
I'll never get old.
I mean, there's that time in the Black Plague. Yeah, that got me.
I think that the thrower-upper guy is worse because there is a little bit of a silver lining to a horny guy where, like, they can sometimes lead you to fun places or surround you with fun people. So there could be that could be a good thing about it. I don't think there's anything positive about the thrower-upper guy.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I agree. I will vote for throw-up guy.
The puker is 3-2 ahead of the too horny guy.
Horny guy. He's usually a strip club guy.
Oh, I hate strip club guy.
And that's, I'm just like, what are you?
He was walking down the corner.
We're all thinking it.
He comes around the corner.
He's actually not a strip club guy, allegedly, yeah, right?
The most. Wait,
he just
thing.
Knows every.
Well, we're talking
he
horny.
He knows
guy.
Every strip club on the East Coast. It's incredible.
I went to Magic City with Glennie in Atlanta in 2018 with him, Willie Colon.
It was
bizarre.
How were the wings?
They were great. We got a King's platter. Anyway, that was a bad story. That was a bad story.
Reed, 3-3. Too horny versus the puker.
I'm really too horny. I'm good at like personal experience. Like when I have to puke, I just go outside and come back in. Don't really like make a big scene out of it. But horny guy can ruin a night, I think, if it's the one guy in your friend group.
With Reed. I don't burp, so all the bubbles are here and I need to release, and I just release it and I come back in. You won't even know I throw up though.
Too horny.
Oh, I tell nobody.
Yeah.
Too horny versus the story guy. Mush.
I'm on too horny guy. I find bad stories fun.
Too horny guy.
Bad story.
Bad story guy. Bad
story. I think that's my winner.
Sure.
It really hurting you.
Bad stories. I think bad story's worse.
Bad story's worse?
Same. Bad story.
Bad story?
Yeah, bad story's awful.
Bad story. Win, but... Okay, so now we have bad story guy versus the heckler.
This is the championship?
For the championship, Tommy.
This is to get to the championship?
Oh, this is the
for
championship.
It. It's for all the marbles.
Phew-wee. Hell of a matchup here. I feel like I'll really set the tone with this vote. You know, I think who's more malicious? Who means worse is the heckler. But who would I rather deal with? Unless I'm a stand-up comedian, the heckler isn't... It's like, this is awkward, but there's nothing worse than just listening to it. It could ruin your night. Like, maybe you're out to the bar 3 hours. You hear a bad story for 15 minutes. That's, you know, it's 10% of your night almost. Like, I don't want to be wasting time with the bad story guy. So I'll go with Dana.
Bad story guy?
I've gone to some work functions that are just 3 hours of bad stories. That's what I fear the rest of my days are going to be. So bad stories.
Bad stories.
Yeah, it's bad stories. The heckler only affects you for like a minute, and it's indirect because you don't have to deal with it. But if you get caught with someone who's just yapping, and that person's usually like pretty uncomfortable in a party setting. Mm-hmm. So if you give them the time of day, they'll kind of latch onto you, and it's just like a domino effect that's terrible. So bad story person is, in my opinion, much worse.
Guy usually has a small dick too.
Exactly.
Yeah, pisses in water bottles.
Exactly.
Micro penis.
Oh my god. I think that despite all of that, I think that the heckler is worse. I think that the heckler, it's one of the least socially aware things that you can do, and the heckler is probably also a bad story guy. The bad story guy might not be a heckler. He might mean well. The heckler is so far removed from being a functioning member of society. That's my vote. Heckler's the worst.
The heckler is usually trying to tell like his own story.
Yes.
In the act of his.
But to the whole room, not even just their friends, and to a stage where they're not invited on.
Yeah, where the people paid to hear somebody else talk exclusively.
Yeah, it's so bad, so irredeemable.
Mm-hmm. Dana?
I despise the heckler more, but the bad story guy has my vote. I don't know who that is that picked it, but they're a winner.
So it's going to win, but...
I was going to go heckler.
You're going to go heckler?
I usually feel bad for the guy who tells bad stories. He usually doesn't have it together.
Mm-hmm.
I really wasn't even shot at you, but you used that
one
guy.
One bad story.
No, it wasn't even you. Seriously, the guy who he's usually just like, he's just doesn't got a lot going on. Yeah.
Nothing
just, you're Yeah, you're just listening to me because you feel bad anyway. So it's like, all right.
Oh, I'm usually good at stories.
Yeah,
that's every bad storyteller says.
Yeah. So bad story is the winner of the bracket episode 88. It was Pat's suggestion.
There you go.
Oh.
Is that my second bracket win?
It's your second bracket.
Oh, wow. Is he the first person with two trophies?
Me, technically, but I hate it. Again, I don't.
John Moon.
Yeah.
Was mine the breaking things?
I think I had the too.
Heckler was Roan's, attributed through Twitter. What was the last one you had? You didn't have one in the final four.
Thought I was breaking things.
Yeah, sorry to say.
We had help.
On August 21st.
We have a stowaway.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
But thank you guys for joining in. I can't wait to hear who the story was actually about once we're wrapped. but we'll be back next week with a new topic and with the Anus Boys back. We'll see you guys then.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office.
It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Costs less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet, the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew, tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.